3, 2, 1.
You can count.
Not much, but I can manage 3, 2, 1. You're meant to say, hello, welcome to Tales of the Whales. I thought that's what we'd agreed.
Oh, no, we didn't, did we? You just made that up.
Darling, that's part of doing a podcast,
okay,
you know.
Welcome to Tales of the Whales, where we discuss cancer and other fun things.
Yeah, you know, if you haven't listened to any of our other 100-odd podcasts on it, I have terminal cancer, which everybody's now beginning to say, are you sure? But I have, I can assure you.
I do believe you.
Things are getting a bit worse at the moment. And you have to sort of now, and it's quite stressful because you're an accountant. January is the worst month for accountants.
The last 6 weeks have been hell. It's been horrendous because you were really, really poorly, which was awful and tragic and sad and hard to deal with. And then also I had my busy work time. So it was a lot. It was challenging, but today is the 1st of February and we did it. We both survived January.
We did. Woo-hoo! And there were chances that we might not have done. I mean, I have to admit that I spent a few weeks in hospital, which I just couldn't stand. I just hated it. And I tried to give reasons why I should be able to leave every day.
Yes. Being too cold isn't really one that worked. But the blankets they gave you were rubbish, weren't they? They were like a little bit of thin nylon.
Yeah, well, that's all they do. And but, you know, I must commend them for looking after me. I didn't realise I was as ill as I was. Even when I was in intensive care, I didn't realise.
And we've probably been a bit spoiled. I mean, used to being in nice hotels and you were a bit shocked. Like, where's the room service?
I have to confess that, you know, it's not a criticism. It's just that people just want to talk to you about how ill they are and what have they got. And by the way, what's wrong with you? And all I wanted to do was just, believe it or not, say nothing at all.
That's how I knew you were poorly.
Was it? Right.
You were actually quiet.
But anyway, we did get through it.
Things are looking up, so all the tax returns are done. It's nearer to spring.
Very happy for people with tax returns.
There's a blue sky out there. I'm going to have a bit of a chilling weekend. I'm going to just read my book. I haven't got to read or anything because every spare moment has to be doing work. But so I'm going to just chill and read my book, take the dogs for a walk, a long walk.
Good. And I wish I could do it with you, honey, but, you know, I can't. I can get around the garden and that's about it at the moment. But I'm a lot better than I was.
Yeah, you just need to build up slowly, get your strength back.
Yeah. We're sitting here surrounded by dogs. It's one of the biggest problems, I think.
Well, there's two dogs.
When you know that your cancer is not going to disappear. This really, me being in hospital, had nothing to do with the cancer. Well, it probably did because...
Well, I think because your immune system doesn't work very well, so the flu got you really badly.
The new flu, which is sort of running rampant and knocking people off.
Yeah, you don't want vintage flu. You want fresh.
Well, I had fresh flu. It was influenza A, I think it's called.
You love saying that, don't you?
Yeah, I know. It sounds so... And they were worried about, you know, how it would act. And was there a time when they thought I wouldn't be coming out of hospital? Or no, I can't remember.
Well, they didn't say that, but obviously there was a time when you were in intensive care and you couldn't breathe. It was concerning that, you know, things could go one way or the other. But you being Rasputin that you are.
Yeah. And lots of people think I'm putting it on, but I'm not. Honestly, I can't believe some of the people said, some of the things they say, but it's quite funny. I didn't even go on social media for weeks.
Well, that's just part of being poorly.
I couldn't really focus and do what I wanted to do. The thing I'm trying to say is...
You would have been even more garbled than normal.
Yeah, thank you for that. What do you mean garbled? I am not garbled.
Well, you never spell check anything, do you? You just dictate it and sometimes it interprets what you've said incorrectly.
It's because I'm dyslexic.
Like Siri instead of sorry the other day.
Yeah. Yes. That's because it's an American app, I think. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is I want to thank you publicly.
You should try doing your messages in a American accent and it might understand you better.
Okay, I don't do a very good American accent, but
You don't do any good American.
I do a Julie accent.
That's the only one you can do.
Well, young man.
Whatever you say it is, it sounds Geordie. Your Jamaican one sounds Geordie.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, I interrupted
My
you.
French one is good, though.
Oh.
What?
When you think you're speaking French,
yeah,
and you just say things in English with a French accent very...
Bonjour, monsieur.
Very loudly, like you're in hello, hello.
I don't. Anyway, I was going to say publicly thank you to you for looking after me, because it's the worst time of year. You've had more work to do, and you can't not... It's sort of like a job. You can't say, well, I'm sorry, I'm taking the month off. I can't do it.
My husband's ill. No, you have to just do everything. I did think the universe was throwing me a bit of a curveball there. It was a bit unkind, but...
And you had to do it from
home.
No doubt
I deserved it, but it's all done.
Good.
It's all done. I mean, it's amazing. I'm very lucky that I can do my... As long as I just went and got my computer from the office. Mm. The only downside was that your desk... I did it upstairs where you did your broadcasting from. And the desk you had is like... By the time I've put my big computer on it, I had the size of a postage stamp to work on.
Oh,
I did
dear.
Feel quite cramped. But anyway, it's done.
Yeah. And if you need to work from home again, I'll get another little desk to go up there.
I don't want another little desk. I want a big
desk. Oh, I have another big one. It's just that there's a lot of my
I like to spread out with files. And I'm very old-fashioned. I do like to write on paper. And I've got all paper files and things.
You are old-fashioned like that. You're one of the few people I know who's got a fountain pen.
I
didn't think they
still
made them.
There's nothing nicer than writing with a fountain pen.
Anyway, listen, we went to see the oncologist, Professor, on Tuesday in the week.
His proper title is The Amazing Professor Tom.
Yeah. And he basically said, I think we won't do anything for 6 weeks.
Yeah, you're not well enough to have any treatment things. So it's just, we're just going to just chill for 6 weeks and see how you go.
Because a lot of people have had this influenza A. Got it in again.
It's very special. I think you think it's like the top grade one, don't you? Because it's A.
And
rubbish people get influenzas.
And seriously, you get it. A lot of people are going into hospital. It was like COVID, you know, where people got it and didn't realise how sick. Some people got it, hardly affected them. And other people got it and sadly it killed them. And so it is a difficult thing to get rid of. It takes a long time afterwards, doesn't it?
Yes.
You know, I got out of hospital, I got home, and I think I didn't do anything for the first few weeks. I couldn't do anything.
You're recuperating. It might probably take a month or so to...
I've never been that ill, I don't think. And I'm saying, listen, I've got terminal cancer underneath it all.
You've got to do that old-fashioned word. You need to convalesce.
Gosh. They used to have convalescent homes, didn't they?
Yeah. Should we put you in one?
No, I think this is sufficient.
It's like one at the moment.
You know, I've got... We watched James Martin cooking show earlier on because it's a Saturday we're recording this. And what more could you want? The sun is shining. There's a very nasty black cloud over there. So I think I'd delay the walk until after that's decided which way it's going.
I will.
But yeah, I mean, darling, when you're ill, you just have to go through whatever you have to go through. And it's much, much more difficult for you because you came to see me every day.
I did.
And I told people...
I didn't come on Boxing Day, but we don't have to go over that again. We have talked about that, how you thought I hadn't been to see you.
Yeah, I know. I'm so sorry about that.
It's fine.
And there's another thing. Actually, apart from the one you love, or maybe more than that, I was... And you know, some of the family came and visited, and very nice. But if you go and visit somebody in hospital... Sort of 10 or 15 minutes is absolutely fine.
Oh, were you wishing everybody went?
No, it was nice to see everybody, but some people...
But it's not worth going all that way just to stay for 10 minutes, is it?
Oh, okay. Whenever I've been to visit people in hospital, I can't wait to get out.
Well, that's you, isn't it? That sounds...
Mm.
Yeah, well, I've never known you go and visit anyone in a hospital. It's not since I've known you.
Of course we went to see Joe together.
Oh, Joe, yes.
We saw a lot of Joe.
That's very true. I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
But you didn't seem like you wanted to go after 5 minutes.
No, because I was very upset about that. But yeah, it's a friend of ours and he's fine now, but he wasn't. So there we are. So I'm not even having this. He said, no, we'll book a scan in after 6 weeks or something to see how the tumours are doing and then make a decision which way we go. So, I mean, the after effects of the flu, very similar to the after effects of the chemo. Mm. But because I've got the flu on top of the cancer, a bit worse, in fact.
Yeah, and the sort of flu symptoms and cancer symptoms are very similar, all the fatigue and feeling sick and all that kind of stuff. So it's hard to know what's what.
But you never know what's around the corner, and they've, you know, kicked me out, and here I am.
Convalescing.
Yeah,
convalescing at home.
Although you were moaning about me getting a bit transfixed on taking my blood...
You do get a bit obsessed with things.
Well, no,
so last week, we won't say what it was. This week,
what was it last week?
Last week, you were obsessed with bowel movements.
No, we won't talk about it. I'm sure I wasn't.
Every time I come downstairs to make a cup of tea or something, you would want to discuss that with me. I was like, oh, dear. And then this week, it's you've been monitoring
wish
your...
I hadn't asked that. Edit.
You've been monitoring your blood oxygen and heart rate.
Well, those are the two things in hospital. They said, we need to get your blood oxygen levels
up. Yeah, and so I could check it a couple of times a day or something. You're doing it, well, not today you haven't, but yesterday it was like every 4 minutes.
Well, yeah, because it went up very, I don't know why.
I think it's the excitement of doing it that made it go up.
It could well be, yeah. It went up, it comes down again. I mean, I've had that sort of thing. Tachycardia,
yeah.
For a long, few years. But I didn't really understand what it was and didn't understand. You got a little thing and put it on your finger and you can see. And then...
And how you love it. We need to get you one of those watches so you can just...
No, you can know
every second.
Well, at least my you see, this is really boring. People are ill and you get onto tour, you start talking about your temperature and your blood pressure.
There might be somebody else who's got cancer listening to this going like, oh, yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
I'm always checking my blood rates.
It's, it's quite normal. The only thing, because you had a little go at me about it, is to sort of pretend, oh, well, I'm getting better. Because I used to not really, what can I do to make you less stressed? But there wasn't really anything I could do. I tried to make you less stressed. And because I'm me, ended up making you more stressed by saying silly things. Thinking I was being quite funny and hilarious, to be honest.
You?
But
comedy's not your thing.
I thought I was very funny, but I mean, obviously not. And thanks to the guys for looking after my program and everything. Even if I'm making not the most exciting little inserts into it while I'm not really able to go in.
Well, hopefully next week you will be able to.
I'm going to go in whatever.
I can see vast improvements.
I think you're going to have to take me.
In the last weeks.
You might have to come with me. I know that will really annoy you, won't it?
We'll see.
But you're very good on the air.
I like to be tucked up in bed in my pyjamas at 10 o'clock on a Friday night.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
That's really strange.
I don't want to be drive from home.
Well, when we used to be out. You used to love it when you're out. You do. You're dancing. We even had a little dance last night.
We did.
In the kitchen.
There's nothing like a little kitchen dance to a bit of Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, that makes us sound old.
We are old.
Are we?
Yes.
Oh, God. Anyway, listen, all of you have a wonderful week. And if you have just been diagnosed, it is a huge shock. Everybody in the family.
That is the worst bit.
It is. And then you just have to... Saying come to terms with it is the wrong way to look at it. You have to learn how
you just adapt to, to it. And it changes the way things are. Everyone says they get a new normal.
Yeah.
Normal changes to a different normal.
And a lot of people... I was first diagnosed with cancer 25 years ago. And I had one of my kidneys out. And for 25 years, well, 20 years, I had no problems at all.
That's very true, but you're getting into boring territory now.
No, I know. I'm talking to people who've just never listened before.
All right.
And have suddenly been diagnosed.
What about the people who listen every week?
Well, they'll just say...
No, not that again.
She's arguing with him again and putting him in his place.
So, on to more important things.
Oh, okay. I won't talk about that
anymore.
Now
you've got your appetite back a bit, can I tempt you with a bacon sandwich?
You absolutely can.
Excellent. Do you want a fried egg in it for a little, or is that going a step too far?
Oh, gosh.
Just bacon. No, we'll start off with a bacon sandwich.
Yeah, start off with a bacon sandwich. I've got a dog behind me snoring. I don't think it's loud enough for anybody to hear. Anyway, thank you very much indeed. If you, like me, are diagnosed with kidney cancer, it is this next week, Kidney Cancer Awareness Week.
It is, isn't it?
And so a number of buildings are lighting up in green. And if you go to our website, Kidney Cancer UK, you can find out all about it. Whatever cancer you have, you can find places that will help you.
Yeah, there's a lot of support out there.
Yeah. And it's worth talking to these people, because the more you talk to people about it, the more you begin to realize that it's not as unusual as you. Sometimes you're diagnosed with a disease like cancer and you think, what have I done? Oh, and you feel guilty that you've got it. Yeah. As I did a bit.
Yeah, there's no need to do that, is there? It's just, you just got to get on with getting better.
Yeah. I mean, I know that I know people who've been diagnosed with lung cancer who've never smoked in their lives and suddenly wonder how on earth that happened. But you don't know, do you?
No. And on that philosophical note,
we wish you well and have a great week and talk to you soon. You can download any of the other podcasts wherever you downloaded this.
You are
one.
Feeling better than this. I can't stop you talking this week.
No. I'm going to shut up. Listen, thanks, everybody. See you soon.
Bye-bye.